on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
How did you decide to do a film on this? You're a hitman with a heart who also loves to dance.
I once saw a hitman that was pointed out to me in P.J. Clark's in New York City, and he looked like he could be a dancer or a hairdresser. And a lot of these guys have beauty salons on the side, and somebody said the best mambo dancer they ever saw was a wise guy from Brooklyn. And in Buenos Aires, they put that print on people that if you're in the underworld, you're a better dancer. You know, good social dancers sometimes are connected in those ways. It doesn't have to be, but I went from that premise, and then I found a way to find it to go to South America, and I pieced it together when I wrote it. And I wrote it in about a month and put it away for a few years. But a guy that goes down there, so he said, well, you could knock off one of those generals that got immunity from the whole period of the 70s that was so awful down there. So I kind of pieced it together through real stories in my imagination.
It's an interesting story about this hitman and the hit that he has to do, the assassination, but also the passion of tango that we were talking about a minute ago. And one of the great scenes in this film is we're all sitting around a coffee house and talking about what tango is. And Luciano, you must, growing up there, you must have experienced that passion that is just... It's like oxygen, isn't it, in Argentina?
Passion for tango?
Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, I didn't grow up in Buenos Aires. I grew up in northern Argentina. For me, the tango was something that wasn't really accepted in my house, for whatever reason. And then when I moved to Buenos Aires, I didn't know anything about the tango. I knew about Piazzolla, who's a composer and musician. Bobby introduced me to the tango 7 years ago.
Really?
Yes.
That's strange. Right. And it's a guy from the United States.
Yeah, part of my culture. Yeah. So that was quite unusual.
Yeah.
So I learned the tango because of Bobby. And then when I moved to the States, I took a lot of tango lessons with, you know, good Argentinian dancers and tango teachers.
You're only Argentine.
Yeah. Yes.
Now you wrote the film. Yes. You directed the film. You produced it. You star in it. And you choose these really very special projects. I mean, you could be in every blockbuster that comes out of Hollywood right now. You choose not to.
Well, I like to be in big movies too, or small ones, you know, personal ones. But I try to do as good as I can in each one. But it's still difficult to raise money for small projects. It's still difficult to raise money. Fortunately, Francis Coppola stepped up, because he's always kind of put tango in, he's loved the tango and put it in his films, although it's a different kind of tango, really. But he stepped up. But if I had a nice project tomorrow that I wanted to do, small and independent like this, it would still be hard to raise money.
Yeah, speaking of Coppola, I mean, we have to talk a little Godfather.
Yeah.
Just in going through the notes, I suddenly realized this morning that was 30 years ago.
Yes, it came out. It's been a while.
Isn't that amazing?
And they had a reopening 25 years after the initial debut in San Francisco. It was like, and Luciana had never seen it, ever. So she's talked about European films and this and that, but then when she saw it, she was totally enamored with it. And when the lights came up, we all stood up, and Pacino turned to her and said, Apollonia.
That's true.
You know,
that's very true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you have any sense when you guys were making this film in Godfather 2 and part of the series of this significant contribution that you were making to culture? Really?
Absolutely. But during Godfather 1, we sensed it. You know, Jimmy Kahn's great to work. All of us, we suddenly said, you know, something's happening here, maybe. Something's happening here.
Was it one of the experiences of your life working with Brando?
Yeah, yeah. It was great to work. I'd worked with him before. You know, too bad he's such a great talent, you know. But, you learn something. When I worked with him on The Chase, I learned, and I learned how to direct watching a guy like that, because there's no beginning. It's like, he goes, action, cut, and he's back to drinking his coffee. So there's no beginning. So a lot of times when I directed the Gypsy movie, I wouldn't even say action. So I don't like to see a beginning, middle, and an end. I like to see it just... Now we're having coffee, now we act, and now we're back to having coffee. So it's more like life.
You so carefully, I think, pick your roles. You always have such wonderful and dimensional roles, from the great Santini. Yeah. The Apostle is one of my favorite films of all time. What's that process like for you in deciding what kind of characters you choose to do?
Well, I think when you read something initially, you go with your instinct and say, I like the character. Then you encompass that with the ideas, who's going to direct, who's in it, who else is in it, what's this and this and that. But initially you respond to what the character is and what you think you could do with it different maybe than you've done with anything else before.
We just a few weeks ago reviewed Gods and Generals,
right,
that opened here in Chicago, in which you play Robert E. Lee.
Yes, sir.
Is it true, I read on the internet this morning, that you are a direct descendant of Robert E. Lee?
Well, either direct or indirect, on my mother's side. But I found, since I knew that so are thousands of others, it seems like. But that's what I was told when I was growing up.
But yes. You obviously brought your own southern roots to this.
The blood tie was to my father's people, because they were from Northern Virginia. Although they were pro-Union, behind enemy lines, they were still Southerners. They named my grandfather Abraham Lincoln Duval, actually, but they were Southerners. But my father was a military man. He went to the Naval Academy at 16, and that whole way of speaking from Northern Virginia, I'd grown up with my uncle, so it was very secondhand nature to take it on, because Robert E. Lee went to high school in Alexandria, as did my father.
Well, it's just an honor to have you. I am a huge fan. I hope everyone goes to see Assassination Tango. It's an interesting story. Both of your performances, first time out,
for Lucia.
If she steals the show, it's fine, because she keeps it in the family.
That's right.
I got a good teacher. So.
Exactly right. It opens here in Chicago on April the 4th. Robert Duvall and
Luciana Pedretta.
Luciana Pedretta.
I'm sure it's my dad.
You get it right. Thanks so much.